Hi, you're listening to The Hour of Time. This is Colleen Mole. I want to thank everybody for being here. And I have a few things I'd like to say just to let all of our listening audience know what I have been doing and how your orders have been helping supporting the radio station. I say within the last 3 or 4 months, I have mailed out over 65 offshore reports for Branch Davidian, 46 Waco 2 videos, Mystery of Babylon, 31 of them, 19 Zapruder videos.
Wait a minute. Hold everything. Take a deep breath.
I'm nervous.
She's nervous, folks. You ought to see her. She just wound up tighter than a cable on a drum trying to pull a victory ship out of the oceans. Just take a deep breath and relax.
Okay.
Nobody here but you and I.
Okay. Let's see. 59 legality of tax video, 13 of the treason documents, 46 of the audio tapes of Behold the Pale Horse, 10 of the Behold of the Pale Horse books, 19 of the Oklahoma Day One book, 16 of the Offset Protection series.
Assets,
I'm sorry. 7 Luxors, 5 of the base scanners, 4 of the hand scanners. What are available right now? And I'm just shaking like crazy.
Just relax. It's okay. You should have seen me the first broadcast I ever did.
Okay.
You're actually doing better than I did, so don't worry about it.
All right. Right now, this is what is available. The Zapruder video for a member is $30. For a non-member is $40. The Luxor video for a member is $30. For a non-member is $35. For the offshore report is $50. For the Branch Davidian, the Last and Will Testament.
Last Will and Testament.
Yeah. For a member is $30. For a non-member?
No. For a member, it should be 25, non-member 30.
Okay. For Waco, 20?
What?
For the Waco 2 video?
Waco 2? I just gave it to you. Oh, it should be Waco 2. What have we been doing with that?
I think they've been 20.
They should be 25 for non-members and 20 for members.
Okay. And we have only 25 left of them. Behold the Pale Horse book.
Let's sort of emphasize it. We only have how many left?
25.
We have 25 of Linda Thompson's original Waco 2, The Big Lie Continues. When they're gone, there's no more left anywhere in the world that I know of. Those are the last copies, and we wouldn't even have had them if somebody hadn't stuck them in storage way back in 1993 when we got them. So if you want one of those, you better order it now, because there's only 25. We do not have a license to reproduce them, so when they're gone, we will not have them anymore.
All right. Let's see. We got the Oklahoma book, or I'm sorry, we have the Oklahoma Day One book is available. We have 3 new ones. The Red Light 1 and 2 video. They're 2 hours. They're $35.
For both.
For both, yes. For Ohana Lunch Maui video, 1 hour. It's a 25. Or it's 25.
That's 1.5 hours.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Atlanta CNN, 2 hours.
Yeah.
For 25. And I want to apologize to some of you out there that has put in orders for the audiobook for Behold the Pale Horse and for a base scanner that right now is still back order, so I'm still waiting for that to come in. Bill's been busy for the last 3 weeks or so. He's been going through all the video finding, or boxes finding old videos and looking them over. So hopefully soon every one of you will be able to get one of them. Right now, I want to take the opportunity to tell everybody thank you for the support you have given me in your letters And I want to especially thank Bill for giving me the opportunity to work with him and for giving us the honor to get to know him and his family. Bill has and is teaching me a lot about what's going on in the world, so I just want to tell him thanks. And for Bill's courage and knowledge, we found the strength to have gained personal triumph with our own personal battle with the city and zoning. So I want to thank Bill so much for everything he's given me.
Oh, wow. That's that was a nice surprise. Thank you, Pauline. And actually, I'm the one who should be thanking you. Without Pauline here, a lot of things wouldn't get done. I got to tell you that. So I think this is yours.
Yeah.
Pauline's going to co-host the broadcast tonight, folks. Right off the bat, I want to tell you what's been going on with our website. Those of you who have computers and used to visit our website, we changed servers. We went from the place where our website was at harvest-trust.org, and we changed servers to CI Host. And folks, if you don't want to get screwed royally, don't ever get a website on CI Host. They really did us dirty. We paid for a daily backup of our entire site. That was part of the price. We paid for a whole year in advance. And then we changed the website name from harvest-trust.org to williamcooper.com. And in changing the name of the domain, they completely deleted the entire website. 2 years of work and research and countless thousands of hours sitting in front of the computer building one of the largest, most informative websites on the whole internet disappeared with the stroke of a computer key. And when we asked them to go to the daily backup, which we paid for, and reinstall our website, they just simply flat refused. And so, before this happened, the website was purchased by XL Studios Corporation in Canada. And so XL Studios is suing CI Host. And so, I mean, we're just not going to let this go by. And I hope it teaches them a lesson. So anyway, we managed to locate somebody who had a mirror site. In other words, somebody had snagged our site some time ago and had put it on their own web servers. So we found, they told us, we didn't find them, they notified us that they had the mirror. And so Ken Moulton, you can all thank Ken Moulton, he took the mirror and put it up on his site temporarily, and now we have a new home for the website. So everybody write this down and make sure you post it to all the news groups and lists and every mailing list that you have, and tell all your friends that the address of the new website is williamcooper.net. williamcooper.net. So that's http://williamcooper.net. No space between William and Cooper, like nothing. It's just the two words together. WilliamCooper.net is our new home on the internet. I will still be upgrading and posting information and making sure that the pertinent information is on the website, but we no longer own it. Also, coming soon, we have sold the rights to all of my creative property, or intellectual property, you might say, to XL Studios, and you will be having to order all of our tapes and things like that through XL Studios in Canada. You will no longer be able to order them through us. So if you would rather order them through us, you better do it right now, because pretty soon the only authorized outlet for any of my intellectual material or intellectual property will be XL Studios Corporation in Vancouver. So take good note of that. I'm just making sure that everything is taken care of. Should anything happen to me, nothing is going to disappear or be confiscated and not be available anymore. It'll always be available. And I'm making sure that, that's happening right now. So, let's do this. Wow, I like that. Let's do another one.
Get the free speech difference. La 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 la. Get the free speech difference. La 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 la. You can share everywhere. This is the planet WBCQ. The station with the free speech difference.
Gee, I like that one, too. I'm going to give you the website of XL Studios Corporation and also their address. So you might want to write this down. That way in future broadcasts, you won't have to sit around waiting for the address. Let me tell you where you can get whatever we're talking about. XL Studios is on the Internet. It's XL Studios Corp. That's EXCELSTUDIOSCORP.com. That's EXCELSTUDIOSCORP.com. XLStudiosCorp.com. The address is XL Studios Corporation, 29-146. West 3rd Street, that's 29-146 West 3rd Street, North Vancouver, B.C. That's North Vancouver, B.C., Canada. I'll go through it once again and then I'll give you the zip code. Yep, they do have zips in Canada. XL Studios Corporation, 29-146 West 3rd Street, North Vancouver, B.C., Canada. And here's the zip. V, as in Victor, 7M, as in Mike, 1E, as in Echo, 8. That's V7M1E8. V as in Victor, 7M as in Mike, 1E as in Echo, 8. So, there you have it. And we'll take a little break. Pauline is shaking like a leaf in a great big storm, so we're going to take a little break and let her sort of settle down a little bit before we continue.
Darling, I'm writing this letter, knowing this way never reads. But each time I write you, darling, I feel what it can say. Because I love you, although you're so far away. My words tell me that love alone can say. And always hope and wish you well. Oh, my darling. Please, please. Darling, when is it worse? I'm on earth than to be unable to stop loving you, knowing well that I should. To me, a blank day. To me a black man, and to kiss and love, and then have to fight. Oh my God, let me whisper sweet words of his mythology and discuss the properties of love and put them together on what he has. Maximum. Oh, my child. Please remember me. Darling, oh, how I love you, really do, but you're just won't be true.
Remember that, folks, with the dots going around the wall in the gym? We're all standing in our stocking feet, trying to get up the nerve to go ask some pretty little girl to dance. And they're kind of hoping that we won't. Wow, Alan, somebody did such a good job on your new jingles. I'm going to wear this CD out, probably. Okay, folks, tonight we're going to open the phones and find out what's been going on. I've had my head in videotapes, as Pauline told you, and she's been busy filling your orders. If you want to call and talk to Pauline, she's right here, and she's going to co-host this tonight's broadcast with me and sort of get used to doing this. You're going to hear more from her, and she'll get better as her nerves calm down and she gets used to doing it. What's going on with the Waco thing? I haven't watched any news. I haven't been paying any attention. I'll tell you why. Because everything that's going to come out, I've already revealed on this broadcast years ago. But I think the listening audience, probably many people are in the same boat that I'm in. They're not listening to the news. They're working or taking care of family business or something. And so if you know what's happening with the Waco thing, what's going on? Call us and tell us. If you'd like to call and talk to Pauline, you can do that too. The number is 520-333-4578. That's 520-333-4578. And folks, don't get crazy. Okay. Don't call up and tell me you think they're going to drop an A-bomb on Corpus Christi, Texas, you know, because this is not the Mark Kornke Show. This is the hour of the tongue. 520-333-4578. Thank you. Well, we haven't received any calls, so I guess we'll just call it a night. How about you, Pauline? You want to go home and take care of the children?
Oh, that sounds great.
Come over here and say goodnight to everybody.
All right. Well, good night, folks, and I hope I get more letters from you.
Good night, folks. God bless you all. Annie, Pooh, Allison, I love you. Hope you're well.
You're listening to 101.1 FM Eager. Stay tuned now for All Oldies Most of the Time.